Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it is the refreshing!
In one moment, a gift most humans never receive in a lifetime.
Hey, hey! What time is it, kids?
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Jeff Lutz.
I was just over here reading the multiple endless pieces of literature that say clutch doesn't exist. Look up does clutch exist, and it's the first result.
Pretty clutch.
And Jason Duda. For today, anyway.
When I was playing with the Thunder, I can't remember the defenseman's name. He would never score. He was just a solid defense. But when we went into a shootout, we put him in. Why? Yeah. Because he was clutch.
Pretty clutch.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Stand by for action.
Good afternoon and welcome. It is Bob and Jeff on KFH. It's the end of the week. It's a Friday. Bob has kind of made an intelligent play, getting the heck out of here for a three-day weekend. Jason Duda and me, not quite as smart, even though you are at this very time drinking smart water.
Because I'm needs to be smarter. That's probably why.
We need to stay hydrated. It's still warm outside.
It's funny. You know, I don't know. I buy all different kinds of water.
You do?
Do they really taste that much different?
I don't know. That's for you to decide. I think water.
This one was on sale, so I grabbed it. It tastes just like other water.
I don't know if she'd like me sharing this because it makes her sound a little spoiled, but my wife went and grabbed some fast food last night, and you know, she got the combo meals and she got the waters
right
for both of us instead of a soft drink. And she came back to the house, was drinking the water. She's taking it outside, the cup of water, and I said, what are you doing? She said, I'm going to go use this to water the garden or whatever. I can't stand this city water. That's what she said.
Okay. I'm not sure where I'm really supposed to go with that.
I don't either. I don't know anything about it.
I don't want to be in trouble at all, but that's interesting.
How would you get in trouble?
I don't want to get you in trouble or... I'm not sure where to go with that. Like, what do you say?
What do you say?
What do you say?
I didn't say much to it. I mean, she likes her distilled, filtered water or whatever. I don't know. I drank the water and I was happy with it. You know how long I've been drinking city water?
How long?
A long time. Up until the past 3-4 years, I guess.
And then what? You went to bottles?
I went to whatever we have out in the boondocks out there. Which is not the city, I guess.
Artesian well? I don't know.
We got a well. I don't know what we have. You know what?
Water.
I flip the faucet and the water comes out. And you know what I'm saying?
Then you should be good, right?
That's all that it really matters.
What else do you need?
I put it on the stove. It boils, right? I put it in the freezer. I have ice. It all works as it's supposed to work.
You got it figured out. There's no question.
There's nothing water is not doing for me that I need it to do.
Well, then you're good. Then why worry about it?
Exactly.
Like, seriously, why
but
worry
I'll
about
I'll drink
it?
The city water. I'll drink the county water. I'll drink the, what do they call? I can't even think of words now. This happens to me, township. That's the word
township.
I was looking for. Yeah, I'll drink the township water.
Okay.
You just bring me some water. I'll drink it probably. You notice today my voice not quite all the way there. Do you notice that?
It's a little odd. What happened?
It's a little scratchy. Well, yesterday happened.
yesterday.
And the Cleveland Guardians happened.
Oh,
and game four of the American League Divisional Series happened. But we'll get to that in a minute. I want to talk to you, Jason, about your family's, your children's banner day yesterday on the athletic fields and surfaces.
It was a good day.
It was a good day. Why don't you take us through it a little bit? How did it start?
It started at 7:30 a.m.
That's early.
It started earlier for them because they had to get to school. And so Avery had region.
So your daughter had to go to Mays for school?
She had to go to like school, 7? And then they took the
They
van.
Reported. Okay. They, it wasn't like, I got to go to my first hour class.
No. No, I didn't have time for that.
No.
Because they had, it's been the last three, it's been crazy. I mean, we've taken so many days off work. It's been nuts. But it's her senior year, so we're going.
Got to go.
And I'd do it again.
And
we will be doing it again.
Sounds like
next week.
We'll find out why here in a minute.
So we were in Salina all day on Monday because she had league. So we went and did that. We were there from 9 till 8.
Wow.
And then Tuesday, Jackson had a soccer game.
That's dedication.
We both worked Tuesday, Wednesday, I think. I finally made dinner Wednesday. Everybody finally got home at 8 o'clock at night. That's the first meal we've made in like over
What'd you have?
I made steak, potatoes, roasted vegetables. I made a nice meal because I knew Thursday.
Sounds good.
Jackson had a game. Mays South, obviously. That's a big game, right?
Pretty big.
And then Avery had regionals. And Ave's been, for her whole high school, she's a senior now. She's just wanted to make it to state. She plays singles, varsity, tennis at Mays. So this year we're in 6A. Mays is 6A.
Right.
So the last 3 years, we've had to go 5A. 5A tennis in the city is unbelievable.
Because you got like Carroll and Capen.
Carroll, Andover Central. It's nuts.
Yes.
Like, some of these girls that were at regionals last year, the one girl finished fifth in the state the year before and didn't get out of the regional. Riley Fry, who finished, she was seated eighth in that regional, and she's a very good player at Mays. She plays singles with Avery. She was seated eighth at regionals last year and finished ninth at state.
Wow.
That tells you how the 5A tennis, how good it is in the area. But this year we're 6A, so we're playing a bunch of different teams. And the top four or five are still pretty good. But you got to win your first match or else you're done. And then you got to win one of your next two. Well, Ave won her first one, so she played her second one and won that. So she got to go to state. Then she won the semifinal. Riley won hers, so the two girls from Mays actually played in the regional final, which was fun. Riley won. But we had to stick around.
How did Ave do?
She got second.
I know, but did she compete with the other girl?
Yeah, she got the most points she ever got. She lost the first set 6-4, so it played her tight, and then lost the second one 6-0. So she got pumped in the second one, but they were both done. They both knew they were going. They knew Riley was going to end up winning it anyway, so it was fun to watch. But we had to stay because, obviously, at regionals, you have the team. The team with the most points wins regionals.
Of course.
And Mays hadn't done that since they were 6A, which was like 20-some years ago.
It's been that long since they've been 6A?
Yeah, that's what I said.
That's crazy. Because
I was talking to Jill Fry, who's the assistant coach, and she was actually there at that time. And now she's helping as the assistant coach with Bernard. John Anderson used to be the coach there for years. But anyway, so they finish in the doubles match, hadn't finished yet. They were playing in the semifinal. They had to win it in order for the team to win regionals. Well, they come back and win their semifinal, then they have to play the number one seed from Garden City. They lose the first set 6-4. They're down in the second set, come back and win 7-5, have to play a third set. So we're all there for an extra 2 hours last night cheering the girls on.
Of course.
And they by Joe, they win it. They win the third set 6-3, so the girls won regionals.
We won
yesterday.
Regionals.
So they won
That's
regionals.
Amazing.
So we stuck around. The girls took a bunch of pictures. They were happy. I felt great for them because the four seniors get to go to state. Riley's
state
before
this
state's
year.
In Kansas City, Prairie View.
Okay.
Next week.
You'll have fun with that.
So that'll be awesome. So we got home at like 8:30 last night. It's been a long week.
It has.
It's just been a long
week. You got anything
weeks.
Going on tonight? Can you make dinner?
No. Well, we thought we were going to, but then Mays and Mays South are playing football tonight.
Ugh.
So the kids are going for sure, and the wife and I are.
I don't think you need to go to that.
We are not going.
No, there's no. You don't need to.
We are not going. We are going to probably watch a show and fall asleep.
You know, that game did not make my Friday five this week.
It didn't?
Mays South.
Well, it's like, I'm a realist.
I need to
Mays
look at,
is not a great football team this year.
I need to look at Mays South's schedule because they have not appeared yet on the Friday five, and that, I don't like that.
That's odd.
Because we want to get every good team in that mix at least once, and Mays South is undefeated, but they've played Newton, Salina South, Valley Center, Campus, and Arc City. None of those games rise to any kind of level. The only close one they have was with Valley Center, which they won 10-7. They'll beat Mays tonight. Then they have Derby next week. So that one will be...
That will probably be on your list.
In the Friday Five. Yeah. Friday Five was a hit today.
Was it?
If you haven't read it, and I'm talking to everybody, if you haven't read it, you should read it.
Are you just throwing that out there so everyone goes and clicks on it?
It's at catchatkansas.com or kwch.com. If you're only going to read one section, read the section about Northwest and Manhattan.
Why is that?
That's some of my finest writing. I think I've ever done.
Ever?
It's some of the finest writing I've ever done.
Ever.
I was so proud of it because I didn't know it was coming, right? I didn't know what I was going to say about Northwest and Manhattan. Until you kind of delve into it a little bit.
Right.
Right? And then I found a little theme and ran with it. And it was beautiful.
What'd you find out? You got to give us a little something. You got to give a teaser out there for people to go.
Well, I did some wordplay on some of Northwest players' names.
Oh.
And you'll get a kick out of that.
Okay.
But back to you. We don't want to leave your son out of yesterday's festivities
his
and
wasn't
glory.
Quite as, I mean, they lost.
They did?
They lost.
So they weren't winning 3-1 when you sent that text?
No, they were losing.
That was their only goal?
Yep.
Wow, well, that's still kind of cool.
Yeah, he scored their only goal yesterday.
Is that his first goal?
No.
Oh.
No, he's actually he's got he's for soccer. I don't know how many he's got, but he's actually no, he scored the game before. He had a couple games before that. He's been playing well. He's playing on the JV team, but he's a freshman. He's doing just fine.
Will he move up to varsity next year? Do you think?
I don't know. I don't know enough about soccer to know how much better the kids are on the varsity side than the kids are on the JV side.
Well, at some point, just got to be the oldest guy, right?
If he stays at it and plays well and. Grows a little
He'll
bit.
He'll be a
then
senior
maybe
at some
will.
Point. I bet he's on varsity.
Well, I would hope so by then.
Yeah, right.
I would hope so.
I was a varsity athlete as a sophomore. It can happen.
Absolutely, it can. We'll just have to wait and see.
We'll just have to wait and see.
So, yeah, so then we were like, okay, well, tomorrow it'll be all right. It'll be quiet. We can have dinner, just relax. Everyone can sleep in because kids didn't have school today.
Right.
And then, no, they're both going to...
The football game tonight.
Well, they'll get and we got to transport kids from practice.
Soccer practice. Okay,
so we got to get them
so
up there
got
by
a little
three.
A little bit of something going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, so my wife's going to get them there at 3:30. Then I'll pick them up at 5:30. Bring them back. They'll get ready, and then they'll be gone.
Is the game at Mays South
it's
tonight?
At Mays South.
Wow, what a whirlwind it has been for you.
I need a break, man. But who doesn't? Who out there listening doesn't need a reality break? Just an afternoon reality break. Wouldn't that be nice?
I have to tell you about something I'm not going to tell you on the show, but I have
Whoa.
To... I have, no,
Whoa!
Trust me. But I have to tell you something that happened on Monday.
On Monday?
Yes.
Was it at work?
No.
At home? On the show?
It was... I'll tell you during the break. I just didn't want to forget. So I was thinking... I think I was going to forget. And it'll change the way you view everything.
What?
It will.
How do you not share that with the world?
I can't.
If it's going to change the way I think of everything.
It'll change the way.
Which of all the people that you know.
You view everything.
Whatever.
And there is a, you'll understand once I tell you why we can't discuss it on the show. But I need to tell you.
Well,
and I need to find out your reaction.
Really?
Yeah. Because it was...
You sure you don't want to hash it out right now?
No, we can't.
We can't.
We cannot.
This is one of my things where I'm like, no.
We 100%. I mean, there's a sliver of a chance that we could.
So there is a chance.
A small chance. So, like the slightest chance that we actually could, right?
So it's one of those what's that one in a million talks kind of thing?
But every other sensible and logical and maybe legal aspect of it, we can't discuss it
all right.
on the show.
Okay,
well, but it's worth the wait.
We'll discuss it and then I'll decide for the next segment.
All right.
Is that fair?
No, we're not going to talk about
it. Oh.
But I would like maybe.
But what if I find the sliver?
You won't.
Oh,
maybe.
You don't think I will?
No.
Really?
Maybe we can cryptically discuss how you feel after we talk about it on the show.
Okay, we can do that.
No specifics.
No, none. You know me. I'm a vault.
But yesterday did happen.
What happened yesterday?
The Guardians beat Detroit.
What? How?
A couple home runs. I got up off my chair. I threw the remote. I screamed. I scared the cats. The cats were hiding from me by the middle innings. They didn't want anything to do with me. But the Guardians pulled it out. And now we go on to Game 5, which has been moved first from 3 o'clock yesterday when it looked maybe like, well, when there was a possibility of another Game 5 in the American League being played. The Royals and the Yankees.
Right.
Then it got, when that game did not materialize, it was moved to 7 o'clock Central, and now it's being played at noon.
Why are they playing it at noon?
Because there's supposed to be inclement weather in Cleveland tomorrow night.
Okay.
But I don't like that. I want that night atmosphere. I want the playoff atmosphere. We've played all these games, too many of them, during the day. And yesterday there was an unbelievable playoff atmosphere because part of the game went into the night. It was dark. I had the lights off. It was just beautiful.
And now it's going to be sunny.
I hope not.
You want it to be cloudy tomorrow?
Well, kind of.
It's not going to be. It's supposed to be sunny tomorrow.
In Cleveland?
Oh, I'm talking about here.
Oh, I don't care.
I mean, you're going to be you'll be in the dungeon. It'll be dark anyway.
I don't really have a dungeon.
Oh, that's right. You don't have a dungeon anymore.
Well, I'll close the curtains. Does that count?
Lock it all up.
I'm going to have to. I should.
Foil? Foil the windows. Get it all done.
Yeah, we do have some foil on the windows because we had to have our AC fixed. And in the meantime, we put on one of those wall units.
Yeah.
And it didn't cover the whole window.
Uh-oh.
So we had to, foil that up and put some stuff in there. Worked out.
Okay.
Now we have our AC fixed.
Okay.
Well, it's been quite a week.
It sounds
I'll tell you what happened Monday.
It sounds like you've had quite a week, and I still got to figure out what happened Monday.
Oh, my God.
With a sliver of a chance that we could possibly discuss part of it.
0.00000000000000001.
Okay. Well, there's a chance. Then you got to face Scooble.
Yeah, I don't care. Bring him. Bring him on. We're going to have to beat somebody, right, at some point.
And you got Boyd going?
And maybe Boyd, maybe Gavin Williams, maybe a bullpen game. We haven't announced it yet.
I love how you say we.
But we'll have a strategy.
Yeah.
And it'll be laid out, and you'll see it played out.
So you're probably...
Laid out and played out.
So you're going to be busy, Saturday from 11 to 4,
Not 11. I'm not going to put myself through
Are you not going to put yourself through an hour before?
No.
So what are you going to do? You're going to wake up in the morning tomorrow.
Yeah.
And you're going to be stressed out already. So what are you going to do when you wake up at what, 8? 9?
8. I'll probably wake up at 7.
7?
And then go back to sleep at some point and then wake up for the game. But I'll probably
Is that your plan?
That'll be my plan. I'll probably watch Dateline from tonight once it's on Peacock in the morning. I don't know if Shark Tank is back this week, but maybe I'll watch that. Is it back this week?
So you're going to you'll be a stressed out mess even watching that stuff. Your mind ain't gonna go anywhere.
No.
Why not just watch all the pregame stuff?
No, not a chance.
Why not?
I don't like people talking about my team because I know they don't know anything about my team. I know
really?
They showed up on last weekend, did their little prep work. I don't like hearing Jeff Francoeur and Brian Anderson talk about my team. Is that okay?
That's fine. If that's your opinion, then that's your opinion.
So tomorrow I'll turn on the game at noon. I'll watch the game. My mood for the next, from between whenever the ALCS starts, if they win, to the rest of my life, if they lose, will be affected. My mood will.
I know. That's why I'm like, why not just dive into it?
I'm not going to.
Wake up at 7, get on the Twitter thingy and
I don't even chat have with people. Twitter on my phone anymore.
Well, good. I'm proud of you.
Yeah. You want to set up the show since we only have a couple minutes before we need a break?
Sure. Why don't you tell me what's going on?
Joe Auer in the next segment.
Uh-oh.
Bob booked that. It's 2 months before basketball season starts, so I don't exactly know why Bob booked that, but he did.
Well, maybe there's some inside information that we need
to
find out.
Guess we'll have to talk high school basketball during week 6 of the football season, but that's okay. We love Joe Auer. Joe Auer can talk about anything.
True.
At 3:05, we're going to get a call from my friend David Michael Hahn.
Uh-oh.
He's got a little event to promote.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm going to let him.
Why? You're in the captain's seat.
I am.
And why?
Because I can.
Exactly.
And at 3:25, Joanna Chadwick from Vite Magazine will help. Oh, we need a game today. When do you want to do the game?
Well, when can we do the game?
After David Michael Hahn, he'll only be on for a couple minutes.
Okay.
3:05.
I'll get one.
Yeah, what a show we have.
Oh, it's going to be unbelievable.
Such a good show.
Really?
I can barely speak.
Yeah.
Bob left.
Bob's gone.
We're talking high school hoops, I guess. It's strange, but we're going to do it. Max Power is our producer and engineer. He takes us to break right now. As mentioned, Jason Dude is here for Bob. I am Jeff Lutz. This is Bob and Jeff on KFH.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
Songs that were big radio hits. Go to the IHOP hotline and talk to the Wichita Heights boys basketball coach, frequent guest and friend of the show, Joe Auer. How's it going?
Hi, Jeff. Hi, Jason. I'm just tuning in a little bit before I come on here. And your father, who asked me to co-host a couple days ago, because I think you were a no-show or you were off doing something, but I couldn't co-host.
Okay.
So it sounds like, and then he invited me to be on yesterday, and I couldn't do yesterday. I said I could do today, and he's a no-show. So I apologize. I guess it also sounds like you have no idea why he asked me to be on the show today.
Well, I didn't know. Are you starring in a movie or something? I just didn't quite understand.
Maybe starting an album, starting a band, Joe? What's going on?
No, and no documentaries yet about my life. I'm still coaching. So, I think his idea was the new Keisha rules on adding three additional games and a shot clock, but what that has to do with week 5 or 6 of the high school football season, soccer or tennis, I'm not sure, but thanks for having me on anyway, guys.
Yeah, we're happy to have you on, and we will talk about that. I appreciate that direction because those are some topics we can discuss. But have you been watching the baseball playoffs? We had three AL Central teams in. By the end of the day tomorrow, there will be one. Did you prefer any of those over the others? Did you just give up on baseball altogether after what happened with the White Sox? Where are you at?
Yeah, you've known me a long time. So baseball in 24 is dead to me. I am, my team is a record-breaking team, a historic team, unfortunately, for all the wrong reasons. So I have not paid very close attention because of my White Sox. But I am cheering for your Indians, Jeff.
Thank you.
I know how passionate you are, and it's a Central team, so I was glad to see them hold on last night, and we'll be cheering for them in Game 5. So congratulations, and I hope they win the World Series this year. You deserve it.
Me too. Have you ever screamed at a sporting event that you weren't coaching? Do you scream at the TV? What is your most visceral reaction when something great or terrible happens with one of your teams?
Yeah, I come from a family of pretty loud, obnoxious fans. Usually it has to do with, like last weekend, I was with my family in Iowa City. We're celebrating my parents' 60th wedding anniversary. And, of course, we decided to watch the Iowa-Ohio State game prior to the celebration. And as Kirk Ferentz decided to call a timeout, while we were getting a first down, which first downs are rare for Iowa Hawkeyes in football. We're all about defense and punting, but he called a timeout, which negated the first down, and there was a lot of screaming and throwing of items. And my youngest son, Nick, is probably the most demonstrative of the people in our family. You're not safe watching the game in the same room with him, but no, we throw things in the Iowa family, no question about it.
I love it.
Well, don't go over to Jeff's place because one of you two will get hurt then if that's the case watching Game 5 tomorrow.
Well, I've sat in the press box with Jeff when he's watching the Cleveland playoff game before, and my heart goes out to him. I know how much he puts into it, and unlike his spoiled father who, gets to cheer championships his whole life and wants us to feel sorry for him this year because they're struggling, I have no sympathy for him whatsoever. But Jeff, I'm with you, and I hope your guys pull it off.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, well, on the sympathy side of it, nobody that's talking to each other right now on this show has none for Bob. So we're all in the agreement on that, I believe. Joe, you talked about the Kasha and the new rules and stuff. I am quite kind of interested in your thoughts, with adding the three games and obviously the shot clock. How much different is that going to be for you? And do you like what Kasha is doing?
I love it. With the shot clock, we've asked for it as coaches for a long time, especially at the 5A and 6A level. It's how basketball is played beyond high school, and it really makes for a much more, in most of the coaches' opinions, makes for a much more enjoyable game. And stalling is not something that should probably lead to a victory. Clock management, great shot selection, that's a very important part of the game. But, we've lived in a state where, every year we'll have teams win a game 10-8 or something of, that ridiculous nature. So I'm excited about it. Unfortunately, we're only going to do it. We're going to experiment with it during the regular season and then go back to no shot clock in the postseason, which most coaches are not happy about that. I mean, we're going to be put in a position where we're really going to be coaching a very different game in the postseason after spending the year with a shot clock. So, but no, it's progress. We're especially 6A, 5A, very excited about it. And our kids are really, really thrilled that we're gonna enter into that world this season. And then adding three games, we're behind the times in terms of what other states are doing. I think Iowa's maybe one of the only states that also does that. They might even have two more games, but 20 games in a season that goes from starts in November and goes until March. We've asked for a long time. Baseball finally added games last year, and I'm very appreciative of Keisha listening to the coaches and extending it to 23 games. I think most people will probably add a tournament, but you may also do some things. You know, we may end up traveling to, you know, we could probably go as far as St. Louis or Oklahoma City, or, you know, you've got a 500-mile radius. You can go play teams out of state. So there'll be some fun games that are a result of that, without question.
Joe, as a dad that's kids goes to Mays, neither one play basketball, but I go to a few games every year because I know a lot of the kids that are playing and that sort of thing. And I couldn't agree with you more with the shot clock. But could you, and I don't even know if you know this answer, and if not, I completely understand, but why would they go through the season with a shot clock and then take it out for the playoffs? That seems asinine to somebody who's an average fan of high school basketball. Because it's almost like the kids and the coaches, you're going to be, you have two different seasons. It makes no sense to me.
I agree with you. It doesn't, it hasn't been explained to me. If we're going to do it, let's do it. If you're worried about the experimentation part of it, my opinion is we should have done it in 6A and 5A for the full year, see how it works, and everybody loves it, then we can add it to everybody else. But I don't have a good answer for you. It's going to be, I think it's going to be difficult on the officials. It's a much different game, so I don't have a good answer for you, Jason. And I guess I'm of the mindset any progress is good progress in terms of modernizing the game a little bit. So I'm appreciative of that, and we'll have to figure out how we're going to approach that. It'll be a problem for a lot of folks. I mean, you're probably going to have to incorporate that into your practice throughout the season, the two different styles. And I don't have a good answer for why we're taking it away in the postseason.
Yeah, and that goes to my point. It makes no sense. And if you got coaches that don't understand it, why not? Like you said, you do it for the whole year. If it doesn't work, then you take it out or you add it to everybody else. I think it's pretty simple. But like you said, progress is progress. So we'll take that and run with it, I guess.
We'll run with it and appreciate. It takes a lot to have changes made. So we'll take these steps and hopefully it'll be for the betterment of the game and for the kids, most importantly, in the future.
Talking with Joe Auer, the Heights boys basketball coach, I guess we'd be remiss if we didn't ask, you know, about how your team might look. I know we're a month and a half or so away from it really getting going, but I'm sure you know what kind of personnel you're looking at. You lost a little bit, of course, made it all the way to the state championship game at Coke Arena. So what might the Falcons look like going into the 2024-25 season?
Well, we really only lose one player that played significant minutes last year. We return a group of guys that have played in the last three state championship games. So we've got a lot of experience back. TJ Williams, obviously, you can't replace a kid like that. His leadership, his athletic ability. But with Malachi Wilkins, Chase Robinson, you know, they're trying to make their way back for a fourth state championship game, trying to add another state title. So we've got great leadership, great experience, and looking forward to it. We're going to have a lot of fun this year.
When can you actually get started, or have you started? Or I got to think that there's some kids that are playing football or other sports right now. So how does that look for you when you can finally really get rolling before the season starts?
Yeah, that's a good question. And that's another...
And the rules that allow it to be, I guess.
Exactly. You know, that's another thing that coaches are trying to improve is, can we get in the gym and actually teach basketball skills during the preseason? Right now, we're not allowed to. Now, they did give us... we are allowed to do a ton of work in the summer. We practiced in June, a little bit in July. We played a lot of games this summer where I could coach. So that That's been going on for over 10 years. But in the fall, we're allowed to do conditioning, strength training, and then we can have an open gym where I can't actually be on the floor. I can open up the facility, you know, get the balls out, but then I can't be on the court coaching or instructing. So we're together 3 days a week. We got great leadership. They get a lot done. A lot of kids that are interested in basketball and trying out, you know, at a big school like Heights, there's a lot of kids that want to play. So we'll have great turnout for our preseason workouts. And we're busy every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and we'll keep that going up until the second week of November and then get it going.
There you go. Joe, real quick, I wanted to ask you about T.J. Williams and what were kind of the conversations you had with him after the season ended last year. Obviously, he's at Wichita State now. He's a little banged up. We're not exactly sure when he'll be back, but it seems like that's also a guy that could play a fairly significant role if and when healthy, even as a freshman.
Yeah, T.J. Got off to a great start. Wonderful with their summer workouts and was doing really, really great in the fall workouts as well. Unfortunately, had an injury. They're hoping he can be back maybe late December. We'll just play it by, it depends on his rehab, obviously, but, got off to a great start. Both the freshmen, for Wichita State, have been doing a wonderful job. So TJ was very excited and very optimistic and definitely looking like a kid that could make an impact early. So he'll get back to being healthy here very soon. And I think he's going to have a great career at Wichita State. But he's gotten off to a fantastic start and excited about what he can do at that level.
See, we had way more to talk about than even we thought. We made something out of nothing.
There you go. I appreciate the opportunity, and I hope your dad, whatever he's doing today, you know, I mean, I hope he's having a good day, leaving you to run the organization. But
yeah, he better be.
That. And good luck to your team.
Thank you.
Tomorrow, and I know your mood will go. You're going to swing one way or the other this week.
It's going to be drastic, and it'll probably happen at least 12 or 13 times during the game itself.
Hey, Joe, before you go, is it rude of me to text him during the game about stuff that's going on? Is that bad? Or considering our relationship, would that just be considered normal?
I think you guys have been together a while. I think it's quite reasonable for you to text him during the game. And now don't be offended when you get no response, but I think I'd be disappointed if you weren't texting him during the game.
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. So, I appreciate it, Joe.
Thanks, Joe. We appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
Have a great weekend, guys.
All right. You too. Later. Joe Auer.
Always like talking to Joe.
One of the best guys in the world. And also,
and I don't, you know,
throws
what?
Things while and he's watching sports.
You know what I find interesting about being able to do the show with you guys is I get to talk to all these coaches and stuff, but I don't know if I've ever met Joe.
Really?
Well, when would I have?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, you know what I mean? When would we have?
Yeah, he's been around forever.
Well, I know. Exactly. I gotta meet the man. I'd like to meet the man in person.
Maybe he'll come by sometime.
We'll make that happen. We'll get her done.
Yeah, we'll go to a
Unless Joe doesn't want it, which I could see as well.
We'll go to a Heights basketball game this year.
Maybe we should do that.
We should probably do that.
And we can do that.
Maybe a game that they'll win, so he'll be in a good mood afterward and he'll say hello.
There's a pretty good chance that'll happen.
Yeah, he'll probably win most of the game.
That's what I'm saying.
But we should make sure.
Wonder if they play Mays this year.
I don't know. Can't answer that.
I don't know either.
I mean, I could look it up, but what if
that's a lot of
what if I didn't find out? Then I'd look like an idiot.
Yeah, we don't want you looking like an idiot. Heaven forbid. That's never happened on this show. Did I not just ask you what it was?
But using context clues, what do you think it would be?
I have no idea.
So listen to the sentence.
Oh, okay, hit me with it again.
It is the final segment
Final segment
of the penultimate hour of the show this week.
The penultimate. What's penultimate mean?
Well, I kind of gave you the answer in the question.
Well, the answer in the question is the last segment before 3 o'clock, which is the first hour of the show.
But what is so? What does kind of penultimate mean in that context?
Oh my God, I didn't know I was going to have to take a class today. I don't know.
Don't feel bad, Jason. When I used to say that when I drove the trolley in Santa Barbara, they'd say, "You coming back here?" Nope, this is a penultimate run.
Okay, now I'm really confused.
It's the next to last.
Penultimate means next to last?
Yes.
I love that word.
Why? So this why? Is, why would you say penultimate instead of saying
why this? Wouldn't you say penultimate?
Why? Because it
loves
sounds
to
cool.
Say penultimate.
Never said it in my life. You never heard
now.
It.
You're going to have now. To start saying
I've
penultimate.
I've already forgot
now.
What it means.
Next to last. So this is the next to last hour of the week of the show this week. Right?
It's the penultimate. What is it called?
Penultimate. Penultimate. You got it.
It's very confusing. Like, literally, I'm starting to get a headache.
Because ultimate I need means a coffee. Like last or best or...
Ultimate's last?
Can be. Like the most one, you know? Like
the most one?
Like the ultimate warrior wasn't the last warrior, but he kind of was the last warrior, right? He was the ultimate warrior. I'm the ultimate warrior!
But yeah, that made it so much easier. Thanks, man.
But you get it, right?
Penultimate.
No one would call anybody the penultimate warrior. Ultimate is not the opposite of penultimate.
So if you finish second, are you the penultimate finisher?
No, not. You finished. No, I wouldn't say that.
It's next to last.
Yeah, but that's second.
Well, if there's only three people, three teams.
Yeah, you didn't know where you were going with that.
No,
you
thought I did. I got
you thought it.
It
meant second in a long list of things.
No.
Admit it.
Two out of three, so you're the penultimate.
No.
Well, but you're next to last.
Penultimate means next to last on a list, of a order.
Well, there is an order, 1, 2, 3. So if you're two.
But you wouldn't say I finished penultimate. Penultimate is an adjective. And I don't feel like that's an adjective in that sense. It is, but I don't feel like it is.
But you just said it is.
But it isn't. But I don't feel like it is. It doesn't make sense that way.
It doesn't.
So this is the penultimate time you'll ever be on the show. I think you're hosting Monday, and then you're done.
I'm done? Oh, thank goodness.
You know, just blame it on the Latin people.
Is happened. That penultimate?
The Latin root, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Second to last.
Is penultimate.
It's penultimate.
But last isn't necessarily ultimate.
You're ultimately last.
Yeah, it's like
okay, so
I'm the ultimate. I'm the most warrior of the warriors.
So you're penultimately second last.
You can be.
This is
ultimately I was penultimate.
See? There you have it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense to the rest of the world right there.
I think it should.
It doesn't though.
Man, my voice is struggling. I don't want to talk for another hour. Can you?
No.
Can you call Bob or something?
No.
Max?
No, I'm not calling anybody.
We got a game.
We got a game?
Yeah. Next hour.
We'll see how your guys is.
Then we have the penultimate segment of the show with Joanna Chadwick.
How is that the penultimate if we're just in the penultimate right now?
We're in the penultimate hour of the show. There's one more hour. We're in the next to last hour. Joanna's is the next to last segment.
Oh my!
You get it?
I need a beer.
I
need a beer. I need a beer. I need something.
There's vodka out there. I think.
Look at it this
really?
Way, Jason.
I think
you have a six pack.
Yeah.
You've drank four. Now you're going for the fifth. That's the penultimate beer.
Are you telling me this is what I should try tonight?
Yeah.
Because
sure.
If we're talking about and this is what I need to do, then when I come home with a six pack, I have an excuse why I have the six pack.
How about? Yes. Instead,
I'm trying to learn new words. I can say that, right?
I'm playing to get to the penultimate.
I'm learning a new word tonight, and I'll be home with a six pack.
Which is the fifth.
If you want one, you got to let me know if you want a six pack.
Well, unless you get a 12 pack.
I don't think she wants one.
I know she doesn't, but then I would have to drink her six pack on tomorrow.
I don't think you need.
And then I get to the penultimate 2 days in a row, and that way that word should stick in my brain for the rest of my life.
You know what they call someone who drinks 12 beers at home? An ultimate alcoholic.
Canadian.
Yeah, probably.
It's before dinner, man.
That's true. That's fair. Have you been watching the Major League Baseball playoffs?
I've watched a little bit. Yes, I have.
Did you watch
when I get a chance to? Obviously,
you didn't watch
like
Royals Yankees yesterday. Well,
got home and watched a little bit of the end of it.
Yeah, I watched part of it too. The Royals came very, very close to not only winning that game but winning that series. They hit a
offense,
ball
man.
Right to the wall, Kyle Isbell, that would have tied the game, and then really couldn't get anything else going. I'm not sure how I would feel if I were a Royals fan right now, because they had a really good season, but then at the end they lost a bunch and barely got in, but they did get in and gave you some hope, and then they beat Baltimore.
Yeah.
But then they lost to the Yankees, and they probably didn't feel like they put their best foot forward, because Bobby Witt was like 2-for-17.
Well, he was bad the last month of the season, too.
Strange. And Judge was not good in this series. So what am I taking away from that 6-month experience if I'm a Royals fan?
Well, I think you still got to be happy.
Would I?
Did you expect to make the playoffs this year?
Every year I expect to make the playoffs.
Oh, Jeff, we're not talking about Cleveland right now.
Well, I didn't know what you meant.
Go back 7 months.
Okay.
If you'd have went to every single Royals fan and said, hey, look, we're going to struggle the last month of the season, we're going to make the playoffs, what would they have said?
Okay,
are you kidding? Really? We're going to make the playoffs?
They wouldn't say, well, if we're going to struggle the last month of the season, why don't we just not struggle and maybe win the division?
Possibly, but
you don't think anyone would have said that?
I'm not. That wasn't the question that I posed to you.
Right, but someone.
But as a Royals fan,
might respond
before
with that.
The season. Did you? If someone told you you were going to make the playoffs, would you not have been pretty ecstatic, considering that you weren't picked?
Would you have told
to
me
make
how,
the playoffs?
How long we're going to last in the playoffs?
Well, they won a series.
I know, but would you have told me that at the beginning when you're telling me I made the playoffs
and you're going to win a series?
Are you?
And you're going to get to the second round of the playoffs, would you be happy with
but
that?
But do I lose then?
Well, obviously.
No, but I'm asking, did you know all this at the beginning of the year?
Oh, I knew it.
Or are you telling me?
I knew it.
Okay, listen.
No, you didn't know it. You knew nothing.
No, but did you know it?
Everything comes out, and if I'd have known it?
No, but when you tell me that as a Royals fan that, hey, you're going to do all this, right?
Yeah.
And would I have signed up for it? Did you know it?
I didn't know it.
Then why are you telling me?
Because I'm telling you, if I could give this to you,
okay,
would you take it? Or would you rather be 70 and 92 and just blah?
But would you give me the time that I lost? Or would you just tell me I made the playoffs? And then it's a crapshoot from there.
I'd just say if you're going to make the playoffs, would you take it?
Yes.
Now, of course you would.
Would you? But then would you tell me you'll lose in the playoffs at some point?
Yes.
Tell me that.
And
pass.
Coming from a true Cleveland fan, which it happens to repeatedly.
Oh, my God. It's such an uphill climb. They've won 2 games. They need to win 9 more to win the World Series. Yeah. 9.
Well, they got to win 1 first.
The Royals had to win 13 to do it. It's crazy.
They got to win this one.
I know. And that's an uphill climb.
Yeah, and you're facing Scooble, who shut you out the first time.
The shadows were in play in that
game.
The
shadows weren't in play.
They were
Don't
in play.
Make excuses.
There were...
You didn't hit them.
There were bad vibes surrounding me the entire
your
game.
Your offense isn't very good, and you're having to play, and you're having to go up against one of the better pitchers in the majors.
They played well yesterday, the offense.
Look, I hope you win, because if not, then your next week's going to be terrible.
Yeah, and I'm going to Vegas next
That's
week.
That's what I'm saying.
This is the most important week of my life.
What happens if Cleveland's playing during?
They are, perhaps. If they win tomorrow, they will have a game during, I believe it's the Saturday show.
So what are you doing?
Might be Friday. I'm going to the concert.
Interesting. I guess he's not
And
really...
I'll probably have a phone handy.
And you'll have a phone handy?
Yeah. I'm going to check the scores and stuff.
My wife does not want a six-pack.
She told you that?
That's disappointing.
Did she tell you you could have one?
No, it wasn't said, so I'm not sure where I go with that.
No,
you know what? I'll do the six-pack just to try to get the penultimate scenario down so I understand what's up. That's what I'm doing.
There's no way.
What now?
I'm going to miss two games.
Yep, that's what I thought.
I thought they played only once in those days.
Nope.
They play Thursday, too. I have a dinner reservation.
Oh no! What are you going to do? Seriously, what are you going to do? You're going to miss the whole series, basically.
Oh, my God.
You going to cancel your tickets?
No.
So you like the Eagles more than the Guardians?
No, I spent more money on the Eagles than the Guardians.
So you like the Eagles more than the Guardians?
Maybe.
Say it.
I don't know. I can't.
You have to.
I don't.
You're going to miss
If you told me at the beginning of the year I would have to miss Guardians playoff games to see the Eagles at the Sphere.
What would you do?
We'll talk about it when we come back, hour number two, Bob and Jeff.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.